With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump's taking heat for criticizing Nikki Haley's husband's military service.
Things got personal over the weekend when Trump questioned why Haley's husband wasn't on the campaign trail. At a South Carolina rally, the former president mocked Michael Haley's absence, suggesting the Haleys had marital problems. Michael Haley is currently overseas on a one-year National Guard mission. Nikki Haley called Trump's comments insulting to military families, and former Trump Defense Secretary Mike Esper said such an attack doesn't make any sense. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, America's foreign allies are watching the presidential race and wondering if there's a bumpy ride ahead for international relations.
World leaders are already weighing in. Russia's foreign minister says it really makes no difference if President Biden or former President Trump is reelected. And a Chinese professor of international relations says the two presidential candidates are, quote, like two bowls of poison. Trump this weekend on China says he'll be tough again.
We didn't play games and we took out billions, hundreds of billions of dollars out of China.
While President Biden in November met with Xi Jinping in San Francisco.
Stable relationship between the world's two largest economies is not merely good for the two economies, but for the world.
French President Emmanuel Macron says whoever wins, America's first priority will be itself. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israel's finance minister blasting a decision by the financial ratings agency Moody's to downgrade Israel's credit rating. He says it did not include serious economic claims. Moody's warning the ongoing war in Gaza and a possible war in the north with Hezbollah could adversely affect Israel's economy. This is SRN News. A federal judge will not block a lawsuit against Yelp.
Texas Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing the popular business review platform because it insists on proclaiming that pro-life pregnancy centers use, quote, inaccurate and misleading language. Yelp asked the courts to dismiss the suit. The court refused. Paxton says, quote, Yelp cannot mislead and deceive the public. The website is widely known as an abortion supporter, which pays for its employees to go out of state for abortions to avoid pro-life laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida school districts could allow volunteer chaplains in classrooms under a bill moving through the legislature. The measure would give local school officials the option of bringing in chaplains to provide services and student programs under the direction of school boards. The only requirements of a chaplain participating in a school program would be a background check and having their name and religious affiliation listed on the school website. SRN News. At least 500 new branches of J.P. Morgan Chase are planned over the next 3 years.
It will reverse a decade-long industry trend where banks like J.P. Morgan and Bank of America have closed branches as fewer Americans need to cash a paycheck or pull money out of an ATM. The new branches will be primarily located in cities such as Boston, Charlotte, Washington, D.C., as well as Philadelphia and Minneapolis. These are markets that Chase has expanded into in recent years and are cities that are noticeably dominated by other big banks.
Jeremy House reports Chase says the multi-billion-dollar expansion will create some 3,500 new jobs in these markets. Growing optimism about prospects for the U.S. economy, driving a record run on Wall Street with the S&P 500 starting the week at an all-time high. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.